Shalom Aleichem. Today we have a very interesting conversation, but it's also fairly complicated. And the question is as follows. Is it permitted to wash netilas yadayim and say al netilas yadayim, the bracha, before saying Kiddush and then Hamotzi thereafterward? In other words, the standard way that almost everyone does it is we have three segments. The three segments when we come home Friday night and also Shabbos morning, Yontif, is first Kiddush. We say Kiddush, Borei Pri Hagafen, the bracha of Kiddush. First we pour in the wine, we say the bracha of Kiddush. That's all segment number one. And thereafterwards, segment number two is we go wash Netilas Yadayim. So we wash our hands, we say the bracha al Netilas Yadayim. And segment number three, come back to the table and we say Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz and we eat the challah. And the question is, can we switch around the order of segment one and segment two, such that what we would do is we would first wash Netilas Yadayim and say the bracha al Netilas Yadayim, and thereafterward say Kiddush, drink the wine, don't speak at all, and then say Hamotzi and eat the bread. So we're switching around segments number one and number two. So in fact, Jews of German descent, or a number of them, they do the switch. They do the quote-unquote out of order. For them, it's in order, but for the rest of the world, it's out of order. And the question is there a basis in halacha for doing that? That's one question we have to address. It's fairly complicated. And question number two, which is going to be simpler, if somebody is eating at a meal and his minhag is one way, and the minhag of the Baal HaBayis that he's invited to, he's eating at, is a different way, whose minhag should he follow, his own or that of the Baal HaBayis? So, for example, I have this when eating at my in-laws. They do switch the order. They are Jews of German descent, referred to as Yekis. And accordingly, what they do is they wash first. That's my segment number two. They say, al netilas yadayim, come to the table, say Kiddush. That's my segment number one. And then they'll drink the wine, and immediately thereafter say Hamotzi and have the bread. Should I follow that, or should I follow my more conventional approach that I say Kiddush first, and then wash hands, Netilas Yadayim, and segment number three is Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So what we're going to start with to try to understand this fairly complicated topic, and we're going to try to simplify it. There's a lot of detail, but we'll try to say as simple as possible. We're going to start with a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, Nun Aleph Amud Beis. And there's a machlokis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to the order of these segments that we're discussing. And we're going to focus on the Shita of Beis Hillel for now, because that's how we paskin. When there's a machlokis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, we paskin like Beis Hillel. So the view of Beis Hillel is what you do is you are mozeg your yayin, which means that you pour your wine, you pour it into the cup, and in the time of Chazal, they used to dilute it as well, and used to drink it. So that is the segment number one. That's the Kiddush, and then thereafterward, they would have segment number two, Netilas Yadayim, and you would say the bracha aval Netilas Yadayim, come to the table, and say Hamotzi, and eat the bread. That's the conventional way, and the concern of Beis Hillel, if you go out of that order, if you switch segments number one and number two, if you would have the Netilas Yadayim first, that segment number two, but you put it number one, and then you have the Kiddush there afterward, is the Kiddush is acting as a hefsek, as a break between the Netilas Yadayim and the Hamotzi. You're inserting Kiddush there. That is a problem, according to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai does not share that view. Beis Shammai, indeed, would do it in the order of Netilas Yadayim and then Kiddush thereafterwards. So that is the Shita of Beis Hillel, and we're going to focus on the Shita of Beis Hillel. So the order is as follows. Mezigah sayayin ushtiyah. So you first pour your wine, you drink it, then you do Netilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. That's the conventional way of doing it. The problem is, there's a Gemara in Psachim Kufav Amud Beis that Rav did not do it that way. Sometimes he on occasion switched the order and apparently did like Beis Shammai, that he would do Netilas Yadayim first and then Kiddush thereafterwards. So how is it possible, and this is a question that a number of the Rishonim ask, how is it possible that Rav did apparently sometimes, not all the time, but occasionally went against Beis Hillel, switched the order? That is like Beis Shammai. So we're going to have three different answers to this, and it's going to be very critical. We're going to start with the Rashbam. The Rashbam says as follows, the Beis Hillel that says first you need to do Kiddush and then you do Netilas Yadayim, that is what should be done. That's the Lechatchila. Lechatchila, you do your Kiddush first. Thereafterward, you have Netilas Yadayim and you have a Motzi, and the reason you want to do that and you don't want to wash first is the concern of Beis Hillel. If you wash first and then you have your Kiddush, the Kiddush is being a Hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and the eating of the bread. That is not a good thing. So the Shita of Beis Hillel is the Lechatchila. That's the conventional way we do it. And Rav, on occasion, he went out of order. That's okay, but Bidiavad, it's not ideal. You don't have to redo it if you wash Netilas Yadayim first. Okay, you did it. Say your Kiddush and then Hamotzi thereafter. It's not going to prevent you from doing the mitzvah, but it's certainly not the Lechatchila of Beis Hillel. So that's the Yishuv. That's the kind of the reconciliation between Shita Beis Hillel on the one hand, doing it in the conventional order, and how did Rav occasionally do it out of order? It wasn't the Lechatchila thing that Rav did, it was Bidiavad, but he was still Yotze. In fact, that is how the Rambam Paskins, that's the Marami Rutenberg Paskins, and others as well, like this Rambam, Lechatchila, like this Rashbam, Lechatchila, we should do like Beis Hillel, we should be doing the Kiddush first, then the Netilas Yadayim, and thereafterward Hamotzi. But if we went out of order and we switched and did segment number two first, if we did our Netilas Yadayim first, we are going to be Yotze B'dievet. That is, in fact, how the Beis Yosef says we should do it, because that's the Lechatchila. Everyone agrees that that order, the conventional order of doing Kiddush first, then Netilas Yadayim, then Amotzi, that is acceptable. So why would you do the less preferable, like Rav did sometimes, that he went out of order? So Lechatchila, that is how we should do it. That is how everyone should approach it. And in fact, that is how all Sfaradim do. And that's the majority of Ashkenazim. That is the practice. That's the conventional way to do it. That we have the three segments. We do it in the order of first Kiddush, then Netilas Yadayim, and thereafterward Hamotzi. On the other hand, we have to look to a Tosfos. And Tosfos brings two different reconciliations, different from the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that Beis Hillel is Lechatchila, and the Rav did a Bidiavad sometimes. Tosfos brings two different answers, and this is going to have tremendous ramifications, because based on the first approach, what the German minhag, the Yeki minhag, is inappropriate. It's bidyevet. It's not the ideal thing to do, because they are washing first and saying Kiddush thereafterwards. So we're going to go through Tosfos. We'll keep it on a high level. Tosfos say as follows, when Beis Hillel said specifically you have to go in the order of first Kiddush, then Netilas Yadayim, they weren't saying first Kiddush and then Netilas Yadayim. What Beis Hillel was talking about is, at the time of Chazal, they would be mozeg their yain. There was a way that they had to prepare their wine. Our wine is already prepared. But when they did it, that was something that required a lot of effort. They had to dilute it with water. It was a complicated process. You had to pay attention to it. And accordingly, the concern of Beis Hillel is that if you wash first and then you do a meziga sayayin, you dilute your wine, you prepare your wine thereafter. It's not only saying Kiddush, but you did the wine preparation. That would cause a hesach hadas. That would cause a real interruption between the netilas yadayim on the one hand and the hamotzi on the other hand. And that was the concern that Beis Hillel had. But Beis Hillel never had a problem if you did the preparation of your wine first, and then you did your Netilas Yadayim, and then you did just Kiddush afterward, Kiddush and Amotzi. Beis Hillel didn't have a problem with that. In other words, that's what Rav did. Rav, quote-unquote, went out of order, but his out of order was in accordance with Beis Hillel, because Beis Hillel's only problem was, as long as you dilute, prepare the wine in advance, no problem going out of the conventional order. Not a problem whatsoever. So when Beis Hillel, when they were talking about what's problematic, that you have to stick to the order, is when you're diluting your wine. The diluting your wine cannot go after Netilas Yadayim, because that would be a hefsek between the Netilas Yadayim and Amotzi. But if you dilute the wine first, and thereafter you do Netilas Yadayim, kiddush and a motzi, that is going to be acceptable. That's the first answer that Tosfos gives to the reconciliation between the shita of Beis Hillel brought in the Mishnah Brachos and Rav occasionally going quote-unquote out of order. Tosfos continues and brings a second answer, that of Rabbeinu Tam. And it goes like this. When Beis Hillel said that you have to stick with the order of Mezigas Hayayin, Eshtiyas, you have to take care of the wine first and drink the wine, and then Etilas Yadayin there afterward, that was talking specifically about the days of the week. Days of the week, non-Shabbos, non-Yanta, because there we have a concern that you're going to be involved in your wine, you're going to be doing other things, you're going to get distracted. That is the concern of Beis Hillel, that if you're talking about non-Shabbos, non-Yantif, then indeed you have to go straight from Kiddush and afterward Netilas Yadayim. But not a problem when it comes to Shabbos. That's when you have to stick with the conventional way. But when it comes to Shabbos, Beis Hillel is of the view that it's not a problem. Ach, b'shasa Kiddush, b'shabbos, hakol muchan l'suda. When it comes to the suda on Shabbos, everything has been prepared already. We're not worried that the person is going to get distracted if he does the Netilas Yadayim and the Kiddush afterward. And then we're not worried that because he's having the Kiddush there afterward, that he's going to have a Hesach Hadas and he's going to go and cook things and prepare things. Everything's ready on Shabbos. Accordingly, when it comes to Shabbos, Beis Hillel is of the view that you can do the order non-conventionally on Shabbos and Yontif. You could do the Netilas Yadayim and thereafterward you could do the Kiddush and Amotzi. So either way, when we look at these two additional answers, leaving aside the Rosh one that we started with, when we look at the response, the first answer of Tosfos, and we look at the second answer brought by Tosfos in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, when it comes to Shabbos, even Beis Hillel agrees that lechatchila, you can wash Netilas Yadayim before Kiddush, because we're not concerned about a Hesach Hadas. When it comes to Shabbos, again, whether it's the first answer brought by Tosfos or the answer of Rabbeinu Tam, Beis Hillel would agree that on Shabbos and Yantiv, it's not going to be a problem, quote-unquote, going out of order. That is going to be a lechatchila, that indeed you can wash first, you can say Kiddush there afterward, and third, you say Hamotzi. And in fact, that is how the Raviyah, the Mordechai, and others do Paskin, and that is the basis for the Yeki, the German practice of washing first. That would be a lechatchila. Lechatchila based on these answers in Tosfos. So in fact, we have to see how does the Ramah Paskin. The Ramah Paskins that is his minhag. Noagim litol yadayim lifnei ha-kiddush. This is the minhag to wash netilas yadayim first before Kiddush, and he goes as far as to say, ve'ein l'shanos min ha-minhag. This is how you should do it. So the Ramah is paskening like the German practice to go quote-unquote out of order, but according to the Ramah, that is this practice. In fact, I saw that in the Dark Emoshi, he says that's the only practice the Ashkenazim had, that was always done that way by the Ashkenazim at the time of the Ramah, that they would wash first, thereafterward Kiddush, and third was Hamotzi. And in fact, there's obviously then a very strong basis, maybe a stronger basis, the unconventional way of the German Jews than the more conventional view of the rest of the Ashkenazi world and all the Sephardi world. So definitely there is a strong basis for each of the practices. And then our last question, which is fairly simple, is if you are eating by somebody who has a practice that is not the same as yours, what do you do? And the psak is you can simply do, it's permitted to do, based on the balabais. So follow the balabais. If the balabais is doing out of order for you, just follow along, do what the balabais does. That's going to be the simplest thing. And if, especially if you're in your in-laws, that is going to increase shalom bais in the household, a wonderful thing to do. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.